Wow, we are already after the first and second chakra activation. And I really suggest that that you would enjoy this feeling of shifting from one chakra to another, because it's like getting in touch with the different colors of life. So now after the red of the first and the orange of the second, we are moving directly to the yellow. And this yellow, please remember it, because we will return to it on our third day of the third chakra activation. It is almost funny to look for empowerment, for the secret hidden power of the chakra of empowerment and hidden power. That's what this chakra is all about. It is our storehouse of power. The third chakra is located in the solar plexus, just in the middle, below the chest. It extends to the digestive system and includes all the area from the navel upwards. The third chakra is amazingly important because it is the seat of your true individual self, the seat of your presence. Why is it so important? This is because when we do not have enough of this sense of self, we are prone to external and internal pressures. Within our inner world, our thoughts and emotions can basically do whatever they want with us. In the outer world, we are exposed to any pressure, any social expectation. And in general, we don't have a feeling of who we are, and we don't have a feeling of what we want. For some people, this is even more extreme. They feel nearly transparent or non-existent. That makes them really vulnerable. When you know who you are, you're confident, free from pressure, and powerful. Everyone is looking for this magical missing piece of self-confidence. But the principle is that to be self-confident, you first need to feel yourself. People think sometimes that knowing who you are means having a career choice, a social status, or some strong self-image. I think that by now you already get the principle. All that can be taken away from you. You may be beautiful now and then lose your beauty. You may be rich now and then lose all your money. So actually, it is the very opposite. You know who you are only if you have some deep sense of presence inside you, even if the whole world collapses. If you peel all the layers of your identity and still feel that you are, you become completely free and independent. You really are only when you're completely independent from the world around you. Now, instead of busying ourselves with what we want, this or that, sometimes we waste a lot of energy on this question. It's enough to cultivate this sense. I want to be real. Start only with this want. All the rest will simply follow. That's the difference between having your third chakra empty or full. When it's empty, it's not just vulnerable. It can become fearful and heavily pressured. Since your existence becomes completely dependent on the approval or rejection of others. In simple words, you begin to see yourself through the eyes of others. That's why in Taoist Tantra and martial arts, they say that all your power should be concentrated in the navel. So let's begin to give birth to this sense of I am in the third chakra. That's a basic third chakra activation. Please sit comfortably and close your eyes. Begin to breathe into this area of the middle point of the solar plexus just below the chest. Sometimes we really feel that it is hollow there or pressured. But throughout these 3 days, we're going to change that. As you breathe into the solar plexus and activate it, simply let go just for now of all the things in the world, things and activities in the world that usually define you. Drop the image of your career. Your role as a parent or as a son or daughter. All the relationships that define you. Let go of your past and future, what you plan to do, what you plan to be. Until you remain with purely the feeling of presence. You just are, not your name, not the face you see in the mirror, not the face others see, not your role in society, you just are. That's the only thing you can say about yourself, I am. Feel how your solar plexus is filled with this sense of presence. Perhaps it also includes other parts or other chakras. That's great. Now begin to allow this sense of presence to expand and grow more and more from the solar plexus outwards in every direction. Feel out with every breath into the solar plexus, you're allowing this sense of presence to grow even more, just like inflating a balloon. Perhaps the sense of I am, this presence becomes now bigger than the body. First, it fills the body from head to toe. Let it even overflow outside the boundaries of the body. Continue to breathe into the solar plexus and let this sense of I am begin to overflow and fill the entire room you're in. Let it fill the entire space. It's like you are at every point in space. Let it even outgrow the room itself, the size of the room. Let it flow through the ceiling, the floor, the walls. As if you're from the solar plexus, your I am, your presence just oozes out and continuously filling more and more space. Let it reach outer space as far as you can imagine and feel. Feel like you're everywhere, completely all-encompassing. That's the third chakra power. It's all about the secret of your bigness. So as you now slowly open your eyes, remain in this state, don't shrink back. To activate this, to activate the third chakra, this is your challenge for today. Whatever you do, wherever you are, in any event, return to this sense of I am. Practice self-remembrance. Don't forget yourself in events. And bring with you tomorrow this sense of I am, because we'll definitely need it. Goodbye.